Blog Talk Radio. This is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, founder of Thoughts for Vision, letting you know that I am officially an Uber partner, and I welcome you to sign up for Uber as either a driver or a rider. When you do, I welcome you to use my invite code JacquelinePE1122UE. That's Jacqueline, JacquelinePE1122UE. When you do, as a driver, you will get a monetary reward after your first 20 trips, or as a rider, your first ride will be absolutely free. Sign up with Uber today. Uber, your ride on demand.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision. Inspirational topics to help get you through life. Thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need more info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com. If you need more info about the blog, about the radio show, social network pages, you want to donate to Thoughts for Vision, whatever have you, that is the place to do it. My one-stop shop. Check it out, www.jackieap.com. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those who are listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page. Thank you. And whatever means, thank you so much for tuning in today. Glad to be on with you today. Hope you all enjoyed your holiday weekend, your Valentine's Day, your President's Day, just whatever celebrating that you did this weekend. Hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful, great time. And you think about Valentine's Day, you immediately think about love, and of course, the first foremost love that we all have is, of course, God's love. So many years ago, he showed his love towards all of us by allowing his son to go to the cross for us. That is the first and foremost love that we all have. I mean, that's because of the love that he showed us. We should be able to show that love to whether it be a family, friends, that special someone in your life. And I hope because of God's love, that's what you were able to do this weekend. And in regards to that, I welcome you to check out, because I reiterated this very point in my latest blog that I wrote this Sunday, titled Showers of Love. I welcome you to check that out. And the way to do it, that's my latest blog post that I did this weekend. Welcome you to check it out by going to the website at jackieap.com. And you click on the link below the Thoughts for Vision blog picture, okay? You click on that link below that picture saying Thoughts for Vision blog, and that will lead you right to my blog, and you can check out the latest blog post that I wrote titled Showers of Love. And that's just simply what we have to remember: God's love. God's love, first and foremost, transformed us. He showed his love to us so many years ago, and he continues. He continues to show us that love. He is continuously showing us love each and every day. Each and every day. God shows us his love. He cares about us. He gives us the very breath in our bodies to do what we have to do each and every day of our lives. Now, I don't know about you, but I hereby give God all the glory and the honor and the praise for what he has been in my life and the love that he has shown to me. I thank him for his love, because he was able to show me his love. I can show that love towards others. So I definitely welcome you to check that out. It is just, it's just a beautiful thing when you think about it. He loved, God loved and cared for us so very much, and still does. Didn't have to do it, but he did. Each and every day, his love is shown each and every day, from the time we get up to the time we close our eyes. Just each and every day is a blessing that we get to walk this earth one more day. Is a huge blessing. Hopefully at some y'all would think about I just thank God that February, of course, Black History Month. I welcome you to take every waking moment to remember this month each and every chance that you get. I just thank God for my people. I thank God of the struggles that we went through, because it made us stronger. Yeah, I for one love studying about my history, knowing it. So many people that have come through and made great strands great strides toward us having a better life today. So many footsteps of people that have come before us to make things better. Have you really taken the time to study the history for yourself? Better yet, teach it to your children so they'll know so they'll know. We got to pass it on. Teach it to those who don't know. And each and every day, I can't help but notice and look at the younger generation, and you can just see little things that tells me that they really either just straight don't know, or they really haven't taken the time to study it, or maybe family members haven't taken the time to tell them stories. And you can imagine that all these stories are not happy stories. They're stories of pain and trials and hard times. But this comes a time where you really need to teach your kids. Yes, they were painful times, hard times, but because of that, God gives us the strength and endurance to go through those times, and we come out on the end victorious. See, God sometimes has to give you the strength to endure, gives you the strength to endure the hard times, the difficult times. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, the people of yesterday didn't go through what they went through to just become famous or to be stars. They went through it because at the time, all they cared about was making things better for them, for their family, to better their communities. And we have to have that same mindset today. We got to want better for ourselves. As we want better for ourselves, that's when we can reach out and help others. Help others. See, God doesn't mean for us to be built up just to keep it for ourselves. We got to reach out to others. Are you sharing with others? Whether it be your history, your faith, a better way to do something. Do you find yourself sharing with those around you, trying to help those around you? So important. For us to be that shining light. You know, God, you think about what the Bible says. The Bible says Jesus is the light of the world. And he wants us to shine our lights as well. He wants us to shine our lights in a dark world. This world sometimes seems really dark and dreary, but that's when we are to shine our lights. And don't be afraid to do that either. Don't be afraid to shine your light. Shining your light will encourage someone else to shine their light. Now, unfortunately, you have those out there that try to put others' lights out for whatever reason. Well, no other reason, but maybe they're jealous or something like that. But you really should understand that we are to be shining lights to encourage each other. I pray as if I let my light shine, it will encourage all of you out there to let your light shine as well. God has given you something to share. Something where you can be a blessing to others. And I hope that's definitely something that you remember during this time, during this month. We have a really rich history. And I encourage you all to really study and really look at the trials and the tribulations that we as a people had to go through and are still going through some stuff today. But just remember, just look back at the strength of those that proceeded before you. Have their strength help you to build your strength up. Be encouraged by those who walked before you, that paved the way. Seeing them encourages me to help me to know that I can make it. I can make it. Times may get hard, times may get rough, but you can make it. You can make it. So talk to those who you are blessed to have, you know, still around you, you know, parents, your grandparents, great-grandparents. I mean, soak up the knowledge from them why they're still here. Soak up their knowledge why they're still here. Learn from them, because they have seen a whole lot. They've been through so much. And each one of them have a story to tell. but I can't help but think about as we go through this Black History Month. And I, for one, thank God each and every day that it's a Black History Month. I just thank God we have this time to share and study and reflect. I mean, this should be something that you're doing all throughout the year, of course. Not that you just do it on this month, but it's something about this month that even heightens it up even more, you know? But you should be constantly, constantly doing this all throughout the year. And definitely those of you who are of other ethnicities, I mean, be part of who you are, you know? I encourage all ethnicities to really, really study your history, be proud of your people. Because we all have a story. We all have a story. All have a story. And it's meant for you to share your story. With others. Share your story. That, I just thank God. I just thank God for all He has been, all that He has done. He's put something in you to do, to share. Always remember that. I remind you again to just check out my latest blog again. Once again, you can go to my website, JackieAP.com, click on the link that's below the Thoughts for Vision blog picture, and once again, check out my latest blog post titled Showers of Love. Real quick to update you on what's going on with Cassandra Calloway, just letting you know she was able to get that camera, so thank you very much, as well as she is doing, like I said, some great things, preparing for her show, doing stuff for the Sentinel. She is busy, 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 doing some great things, and once again, to keep up with her, definitely feel free to go to her website, which is www.calliewoodmedia.com. Once again, that is www.calliewoodmedia.com. So definitely check out her website if you want to keep up with her show, any events that she is doing, whatever have you. Once again, go to her website, www.calliewoodmedia.com. If you want to help out with being an intern, you want to have your own show as part of the Calliewood Media Network, whatever way you want to donate, whether that be funds or whatever have you, just funds or equipment, whatever, just feel free to go to her website. Once again, that's www.callywoodmedia.com for anything you would like to know about her, okay? And with that, that is going to wrap up the show today. Once again, allow God's love to shine through you and share that love with the others. That is it for my time. Once again, if you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, you can go to my website, www.jackieap.com. Once again, that's www.jackieap.com. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful day. And I will see you on the radio Thursday. Take care and God bless.